Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620.
Share your thoughts by texting or calling 437-1620.
And now, here's your host, Bobby Rossi.
Let's call right now, Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable, hour number three right here on News Radio 92.3. Coming up here at 6:50, we'll have your weekend movie preview. Quite a few movies to discuss there. Alex Murdaugh, top three stories. Alex Murdaugh has been sentenced to life in prison after being found guilty of double murder. That's been, of course, the big story yesterday. It broke when the conviction came out right then while we were on the air. U.S. senators have reintroduced a bill to make daylight savings time permanent. Daylight savings will kick in, spring forward, next weekend. And Tennessee governor is the first in the nation to ban transgender transition or transgender treatment for kids. So those are your top three stories. It's Pensacola right now with Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. There's a... I saw this story about the weirdest laws in each state. So in the state of Florida, we actually have it on the law. Like, it's illegal to feed alligators. You can't feed an alligator. First of all, why would you want to feed an alligator? I guess maybe if you see an alligator, you're like, oh, let me just toss this little piece of meat at it or something.
They love hot dogs.
They do? How do you know this?
I can't tell you. Oh. It's illegal.
You would end up getting arrested. Yeah, this is not right. You can't be feeding no hot dogs to alligator. I wonder if you feed them. What if you're feeding an alligator bites? Is that okay?
Cannibalism for the alligator.
Yeah. It's like, you ate it! You can't feed alligators in the state of Florida. That's illegal. Here's another odd law in Alabama. You cannot dress up as a member of the clergy unless you are a member of the clergy. Yeah, if you break that, you can get in trouble for that one. Here's some of the other ones. And let's see here. Let's go to California. California can't eat frogs that died in frog jumping competitions. Who's holding frog jumping competitions? That should be against the law.
When... Frog jumping competitions that a frog could potentially die in.
Too. Yeah.
Like, yeah. What?
Exactly. It's like, oh, boy. Because I'm thinking first, frog jumping competition. Like, maybe you're in, like, a gymnasium. And you're like, all right, jump, froggy. See which one can jump the furthest. Maybe they're doing, like, which one can jump off this cliff the furthest? I don't know. Colorado, no upholstery. On outdoor furniture, there's an exception. If you are selling it in a yard sale, you can't have upholstery on outdoor furniture. That's weird. In Indiana, you can't noodle. You know what I'm talking about, noodling? When you catch fish with your arms, with your hands. You seen this? They catch like the catfish with their hands. You can't do that in Indiana. It's illegal. And you also can't use dynamite. Can't fish with the dynamite there. Let's skip down here to some other ones. In New Mexico, it's illegal to dance with a sombrero. You can't have a sombrero when you're dancing a jig. In New Hampshire, they know this would be a problem there, but apparently in New Hampshire, you can't collect seaweed at night. In Mississippi, just write down, just remember this as you're passing through Mississippi. No swearing in public if two or more people are around you. It's a misdemeanor and you can get fined. You get fined for swearing if there's two or more people around you in Mississippi. I thought this was weird. Nebraska. I don't know if this is something like good for Nebraska or is this something. But apparently it's illegal to get married if you have an STD. How bad of a problem was this in Nebraska that they decided they put it on the books that you can't get married if you have an STD? It's like, what's going on in Nebraska? It's going to, okay. Then let's see here. In Tennessee, you can't have a skunk as a pet unless you get a permit. Who would want a skunk as a pet? I guess in Tennessee. Then West Virginia, it's illegal. You know how people have hunting dogs? Yeah. You can't have a hunting ferret in West Virginia. No hunting ferrets allowed. I mean, you can hunt ferrets. You just can't use a ferret to help you hunt. All right, let's get traffic on the fives of Gracie Wolf.
This traffic report brought to you by Avalon HR. I-10 and I-110 showing no slowdowns, as well as Highway 90. Really nothing to slow you down throughout Pensacola, as well as Pace and Milton. And Three Mile Bridge and Garson Point Bridge checking in clear. See something else on the roads? Make sure to give me a call to the traffic line, 850-2626-111. This traffic report brought to you by Avalon HR. With so much going on, you need Avalon. Employing made easy. I'm Gracie Wolf on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Here's a couple other funny, crazy laws in different states. In Massachusetts, if you sing the national anthem in public in Massachusetts, you are required to sing the entire thing. You can't stop halfway through or you'll get fined $100. You're just getting tired. Like, oh, say, can you see? I'm done. $100. Oh, let's see here. And then, where was the other one I saw? Oh, Pennsylvania. No explosives are allowed at weddings. That includes firing a gun. Oh, man. How are you supposed to get married without firing a gun and having some explosives? Yeah, no explosives in Pennsylvania. It does make you wonder what happened in some of these states that made it to where you can't do that. Like, what was the trigger that made someone go, we need to pass a law about this? it doesn't make sense, a lot of this stuff. Just, okay, what is it that happened that made him go, we got to pass this law? Yeah. All right, it's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Coming up here next, top trending news with John Pickens over in the newsroom. Stick around. It's Pensacola right now with Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. You can share your thoughts or opinions by texting 850-437-1620. Independence for the Blind's annual eyeball coming up March 11th, 6 o'clock in the ballroom at the Hilton at Pensacola Beach. Change lives by sponsoring a table or purchasing tickets to help them provide programming for their clients to reach their maximum independence in their lives. Get more details on our website, newsradio923.com.
Now it's time for your top trending news.
That's right. One of the two students who were hospitalized after being electrocuted during an incident at Pensacola Christian College has been released from the hospital. According to the school, the other student is currently still receiving medical treatment from a hospital in Mobile. According to Pensacola Christian College, a maintenance worker who spoke to WEAR News today, the two students made contact with a live electrical wire by mistake, causing yesterday's incident. The college confirmed with WEAR News that the two students are in the work assistance program and were cleaning the gutters when the incident occurred. No other information has been released at this time. An area nonprofit says two men stole an expensive air conditioning unit recently. The Habitat for Humanity in Walton County says the theft happened at Santa Rosa Beach and Restore Walton County last month. Two men in a gray Chevy truck reportedly damaged property and stole a commercial AC unit from an enclosed and locked dumpster. The Walton County Sheriff's Office has released photos of the suspect and vehicle. You can see them online on their Facebook page. If you have any information, you should contact the Walton County Sheriff's Office. And finally, a stretch of the 5 freeway in Fullerton, California, will be dedicated to the late Dodgers great Tommy Lasorda. From tomorrow on, the section of freeway will be known as the Tommy Lasorda Memorial Highway. The legendary manager and baseball ambassador lived in Fullerton from the time the Dodgers moved to Los Angeles in 1958. until his death in 2021. California legislature passed a bill designating that section of the 5 freeway in Lasorda's name last year.
Oh, very nice. Yeah, my mother was always a big Tommy Lasorda fan. Always like Tommy.
Tommy.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Boy, I remember when he was the manager of the Dodgers back in the day in the 80s, and they had something going on there for a while.
They did.
Yeah.
Really special.
Really special. And he was beloved by the fans.
Yes.
Even when you didn't like the Dodgers, you were like, I don't like the Dodgers, but I kind of do like Tommy. Yeah. Yeah. He was definitely one of those kinds of guys. So, well, that's a pretty interesting one then. They're going to be having Tommy Lasorda Highway. I'm sure it's going to be like our 3 Mile Bridge. You know, we're like, it's 3 Mile Bridge. And somebody's like, it's the Chappie James Bridge. And, oh, okay. It's 3 Mile Bridge. It's going to be the same thing, I'm sure, with Tommy Lasorda. Even though it's Tommy Lasorda, it's still going to be Highway 5, you know. So that's
right.
Still what's going to end up being right there. The electrocuted story, you brought that up a couple times there.
Yeah.
They're working on gutters, and then they hit a live wire. What is a live wire doing on the gutters? Like, I need more details.
Yes,
about this.
I need a lot more details on that.
You're not just sitting there cleaning out gutters, and then there's a wire in the gutter.
What does this wire do?
Yeah, exactly. What is it on the gutter? Is it in the gutter? Was it on top of the roof? And you were like, you know, why was it on top of the roof open as a live wire? Was it something that was just like hanging across? Like what?
PCC staying lips closed on that one.
Yeah.
Right.
Okay.
Now.
All right. Well,
because OSHA's investigating.
Okay. Well, yeah, it just seems weird. I mean, it was weird already, like two students electrocuted, like, okay,
right.
That's strange. What? How did that happen? And then we get details. They were cleaning out the gutters. That doesn't help.
In a work study program.
Yes.
My son's in a work study program at GCU, and I'm like, hey, don't touch the gutters.
Yeah.
GCU, don't touch any wires.
Golden State University?
Grand Canyon University.
Just kidding. So, yeah, but that's exactly it. So they're helping pay their tuition this way, and just cleaning out gutters, and there's a live live wires in the gutter?
See, that's what we need more information
about.
That's
why we need more information.
I think once OSHA finished their investigation, we're going to have a lot more details.
Yeah, that's very not good. That was kind of an interesting one right there. All right. I got a couple of texts here real quick. It's time for the superintendent of schools to go back to an elected position. The accountability of the position belongs to the people and the parents of Escambia County. Oh, I agree with that wholeheartedly. I mean, we elect our school board, right? We elect our school board members, yet the most important position in the school, the superintendent, we don't elect? No, come on now. No, it needs to go back to elected position. I agree with that as well. There's, what is this? I don't know. Sorry. All right, it's Pensacola right now. Bobby Ross. Let's get traffic on the fives with Gracie Wolf.
I-10 and I-110 are checking in clear throughout our area, and 29 north and southbound lanes also showing no slowdowns. Throughout Highway 90, that's going to be throughout Pensacola and in Pace and Milton. Really nothing too bad to slow you down. If you do see something on the roads, make sure to give me a call at 850-262-6111. I'm Gracie Wolf on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
All right, coming up here next, we got a jobs update for you, and so we'll give you the unemployment update as well as some recessionary discussion. That's coming up next right here on News Radio 92.3. Pensacola right now, Bobby Rossi. We're just talking a little bit about this superintendent needing to be in an elected position. At least I agree with the texter saying it needs to be an elected position. I mean, after all, we elect our school board members, yet the person who's in charge of all that is not elected. It doesn't make sense to me. I got a text here. Dr. Smith needs to take control of discipline. I can't teach with the behaviors. I was actually talking to somebody about this literally at lunch today, about public schools in general and how public schools seem to have a bigger problem with discipline than private schools and charter schools and things like that. And that in and of itself is what holds back education. I grew up in Tennessee. It was the same problem there as well, that when teachers are having to deal with a handful of bad apples, and always trying to deal with disciplinary issues and trying to maintain control of the few bad apples, they can't teach. And it's a nationwide problem. It's becoming a bigger problem. I know more teachers who have quit teaching because they're just tired of the discipline issues, and particularly because they'll even approach the parents and go, you're going to have to do something about your kid. And the parent goes, I don't even do jack with my kid. How dare you? Blah, blah, blah. And they're like, okay, I'm not teaching anymore. Let's go to our News Radio 923 hotline to Jonathan. Jonathan wants to weigh in on the superintendent discussion. Jonathan, what's on your mind?
Hey, good afternoon. Thanks for taking my call, Bobby. I disagree with you. I think the school board members should be held accountable for the decisions that they make. They make the choice to hire Mr. Smith, and if they don't support his actions, they either need to give him direction to change, or if he doesn't change or doesn't come up with a plan to change direction, then they should find a new school board superintendent. No different than the Board of County Commissioners found a new county administrator or changed county administrators when they felt they didn't like the direction the previous county administrator was going. Or if that's the case, how we should have an elected county administrator. But I know that's off topic, but
no,
I think it's related. Members need to be held accountable.
Yeah, no, that's related.
They need to be held accountable for the decisions that they brought. You know, that they hired Mr. Smith. If they're not happy with him, they need to find somebody else. And I mean, we've only been through one cycle here, really. I mean, this happened in 20. So I mean, we're 3 years down the road. If it's time for a new school board superintendent, then the school board members need to find one. Put it back out.
Yeah. All right. Yeah. Good take right there, Jonathan. You know, and I have said this about Dr. Smith as well, particularly about certain issues that some people complain about him with. I'm like, whoa. He's only been there for 2 years, really. And so you're kind of giving him a bad rap on that one right there. But it's other areas like the discipline thing we're talking about. It seems like it's gotten worse over the past few years. But there's a good point. We have elected school board members. The school board members who we elected are in charge of trying to make sure, you know, to handle that thing. If they're not happy with it, they need to get somebody else. If we don't like that, maybe it needs to be an elected position. I just feel like in general, I'm not saying anything against Dr. Smith in and of himself, Dr. Tim Smith. I'm saying just in general, I've always just felt like the superintendent should be an elected position, especially with how much money they get paid. It's Pensacola right now, Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Unemployment numbers went down again last week. This is the third week in a row that they've dropped. 7 weeks in a row, there's been under 200,000 jobs. However, 58% of economists still think that we're going to have a recession at some point this year, probably later in 2023. It's Pensacola right now with Bobby Rossi. Pensacola right now with Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. And if you'd like to weigh in, text or call 850-437-1620, 850-437-1620. So let's see here. We've got a couple of stories here to hit on. Well, actually, let me get your top three stories and then we'll get to your sports hit. Coming up in 10 minutes, we've got your weekend movie preview. Let you know the movies on streaming as well as those in the theater. Top three stories. Alex Murdaugh has been sentenced to life in prison after being found guilty of double murder. U.S. senators reintroduced a bill to make daylight savings time permanent, which is next weekend, by the way. And Tennessee governor is the first in the U.S. to ban transgender treatment for kids. This is about transgender like chemicals and transitioning and things like that. All right, those are your top three stories right here on News Radio 92.3.
Here's your sports hit.
NCAA women's basketball earlier today. Number 1, South Carolina beat Arkansas. Number 2, Indiana University beat Michigan State. Number 10, Notre Dame beat NC State. And number 14, Ohio State staved off an upset by number 17, Michigan. And right now it looks like the game is back underway between Georgia and number 4 LSU. Apparently the reason why it was a delay is there was a tornado in the area, and so they ended up having to delay the game for that reason, for weather. Then right now, number 13 Duke is beating number 18 UNC with a minute and a half left in the game, but they've only got a 2-point lead, so very close right there. And number 7 Iowa is beating Purdue. It's all in women's basketball. In men's basketball, the televised game's on right now on CBS Sports Network. Toledo is beating Ball State 72-67. Then the NBA is underway right now. Orlando Magic are beating the Charlotte Hornets by 5 points. And Atlanta Hawks are beating the Portland Trailblazers by 5 points, but that game just started. We should be getting the tip-off any minute now between the Brooklyn Nets and the Boston Celtics on ESPN. When that game's over, ESPN will have the Memphis Grizzlies playing the Denver Nuggets. NHL hockey underway, still scoreless between the Seattle Kraken and the Columbus Blue Jackets at the end of the first period. Later, we've got Winnipeg against Edmonton, Carolina against Arizona, and New Jersey against Las Vegas. Then, in Major League Baseball, preseason games so far. Toronto beat Tampa Bay earlier today, and the Angels and the Dodgers tied. Boston Red Sox beat the Minnesota Twins 9-4. Then in sports news, where'd it go? Congratulations to the American Jordan Stoltz. He's from Wisconsin. He's 18 years old. He became the youngest world champion in speed skating history. Congratulations to him. NCAA committee is looking to make NCAA football games shorter. So they're looking at changing the clock procedures after first downs in college football. NFL Players Association did a survey amongst all their players to get their grievances and everything. Turns out Jacksonville Jaguars must have had a rat infestation last year. A lot of complaints about the rats at the Jacksonville Jaguars Stadium. That's not good. That's gross. That's disgusting.
Jacksonville's kind of gross, though. I'm not surprised out of all the teams that it's not that Jacksonville.
Yeah. I like Jacksonville. I don't think Jacksonville is that bad. But you're from Orlando.
I'm not saying that's not gross, so, too.
Yeah.
I'm just saying.
But, yeah, if you look at the NFL teams that would possibly have a rat infestation besides New York City, then you're probably looking at Jacksonville. So that's probably true, yeah. NFL sources say that the Raiders plan to offer the franchise tag for Josh Jacobs. Giants and quarterback Daniel Jones are closer to reaching a new deal for him. Alabama quarterback Bryce Young is not worried that the NFL teams will be worried about his size. He measures up at 6 foot, 190 pounds. And finally, the Michigan Wolverines' DJ Turner had a blazing 4.26 40-yard dash. 4.26, that is fast. That is your sports hit. Let's get traffic on the fives.
No slowdowns to report. I-10, I-110 showing no delays, as well as Pine Forest, Blue Angel, and Gulf Beach Highway. See something else? Give me a call at 850-2626-111. I'm Gracie Wolf on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
All right. It's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Before we get to today's sign of the apocalypse, let me give you an update on what's going on with Meta. This is kind of a shocking thing here, kind of, for some of us. There, Mark Zuckerberg was so convinced that the metaverse was the future of the internet that he even changed the name of his company to Meta. He bought the Oculus brand, which is the VR headsets, changed them to, doesn't even call them Oculus anymore, they're just Meta, the Meta 2 headsets. He hired entire teams to help build out this new metaverse. Now, if you're not familiar with the metaverse, the idea is virtual reality. This is a virtual reality world. When you put a headset on, you're immersed in this virtual reality world. And he thought it was like the next level thing. Like, we would all just stay at home. We wouldn't go to offices anymore. Instead of having business meetings in a conference room, we're going to put on our VR headset. And we're going to go sit down in a conference room in our avatar and have meetings that way. And we're going to be walking down virtual streets. And I'm going to see Gracie. And it's going to have above her, there's Gracie and her avatar. And I'm going to go over to Gracie And instead of reading what she posts on Facebook, I'm going to read the bubble above her head that's telling me what she's thinking. And then I can interact with that. Or I can even just say, hey, Gracie. And then she's in the VR world, too. And she goes, oh, hey, Bobby, what you doing? And then we just talk that way. And, you know, when you're listening to the radio, instead of listening to the radio, you're going to put the VR headset on. We're going to be in this room together and we'll be just chatting with each other. Like, he was like, this is the future. This is what's going to happen. He spent lots and lots of money trying to build out this metaverse universe. And then slowly started laying people off in that area. And then just a couple of days ago, made an announcement that Meta is going all in on artificial intelligence. Oh, what does that mean about your metaverse thing then? Doesn't necessarily mean they're abandoning it completely, but it definitely means it. I saw one thing that said this is basically, it was a silent funeral for metaverse. I don't think it's a silent funeral. It's still going to be around. It's just like, here's the obstacle. And I mentioned this way back then. Like way back when he changed the name of Meta. The obstacle with the metaverse is, have you seen these Oculus headsets? How much they cost? And you want one for everybody? They're like $300-400. And so for everybody to participate in this virtual world that you're coming up with, they got to go buy a minimum $300 or $400 headset for everybody. And I know he's probably thinking, well, you got a phone. Yep, I got a phone, so I can't afford your stupid headset.
And a laptop and every other gadget you're making me buy, so exactly. I don't want to buy anymore.
Exactly. And so it just, that's the obstacle. I think that the thing that really was the nail on the coffin for this whole thing is they came out with the latest version of VR, and it was $1,500. It was called the Pro, the Meta Pro. $1,500, and it's hardly sold. You know, hardly sold anything. And so they were like, oh, this isn't going to work if people don't buy the actual gadgets so they could get into the metaverse. It's like, yeah, that was always going to be your obstacle. Unless you're going to start providing it for free, people aren't going to be going into your little virtual world. So, and even then, a lot of people are going to be like, I don't know if I want to do that. So,
yeah, that's the thing. Also, it's like, this doesn't appeal to everyone. You know,
yeah.
It is cool to hear about, or that's cool, like technology can do that. But like for me, that does not sound appealing at all to live in the Sims world or the Wii world.
Exactly.
And live that way.
And that's what I've talked about with many people. And I was one that was excited about it, but I was excited about it in this avenue. And by the way, there's a company that took my idea and I'm going to kick them in the butt. I was like, what would be cool is if you go buy a seat at like first baseline of the Atlanta Braves game, and then you got season tickets, and you pay this Meta company, and now you put on the virtual headset, and you're at the game. So a company's already started it. They did their very first game a couple weeks ago. It was an NBA game, and you're sitting courtside for the NBA game. And you can put on the virtual headset, and you're sitting courtside. You got to pay for the ticket, essentially. And I said, to me, it's a huge moneymaker. You buy one ticket, you put this little camera in there that's able to do this 360-degree deal, and you can sell that ticket infinity. You can sell that ticket for infinity. So you pay, you know, $500 or $1,000 or $2,000 for a floor seat, but you're going to make well more than that. Some companies doing it now, but they're only doing it like every other game. I'm like, you need some of this like season tickets, and then you need to do it for the Super Bowl, and then you need to do it for this, and you need to do it for that. And that's the kind of thing I would love. I would like, okay, I'll pay for a $300 headset in order to experience that, but it's got to be more consistent than just a game every now and then type of a thing. So there's a lot of things that got to do. But now Meta has basically admitted they are not going to make any more pro headsets. They made the $1,500 one, didn't really sell that well, poor reviews, poor sales. They're not going to make a pro 2. And now basically Mark Zuckerberg's like, we're going to go all in on AI. It's like, okay. So they're moving on from the metaverse thing. That's not the future after all. Whereas AI probably is. It's Pensacola right now, Bobby Rossi.
Here is today's sign of the apocalypse. This is it, the
apocalypse. I didn't even know what to think when I saw this headline. Somebody sent me this article. I saw the headline, went, well, surely that's misinformation. That's a bunch of hubris. let me read this article and see what it's about. Because once I get to the article, surely it will debunk the headline. The headline, Germany admits they can't defend themselves. It's like, no, that's ridiculous. They would not say that. Even if it was true, they wouldn't say it. So I'll pull up the article. I have to read it. German defense minister says his arm... Wait, what? So this is the German defense minister? Quote, we have no armed forces that are capable of defending Germany. That is capable of defending against an offensive, brutally waged, aggressive war. He did admit it. It's been a while since I looked at a world map, but aren't they like really close to Russia? A proven aggressor who obviously has no problemo invading other countries. They're like, right, Putin's like, let's just go ahead and back our troops off of Ukraine. I've got a different objective for us real quick. Like, holy cow. Are you kidding me with this? He says the German army, is understaffed, does not have adequate equipment, has been neglected from the federal government for decades. Now, I get it. He's trying to tell the federal government, you guys need to step up. But in doing so, by telling the world that you're defenseless, probably not the best way to go about that. That's your sign of the apocalypse. So bizarre. Pets call right now, Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. It's cold right now. Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Let's get traffic on the fives of Gracie Wolf.
No slowdowns to report. I-10, I-110, not showing any delays, as well as 29 and 90. If you see something else on the roads, give me a call to 850-2626-111. I'm Gracie Wolf on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
John, what you got going on in the news for us?
Well, the Escambia County Sheriff's Office has located a body in Cantonment this morning. Body was found at around 9:21 a.m. near Riddle and East Kingsfield Roads. Sheriff's Office says the body was found decomposed, but they do not suspect foul play at this time. Sheriff's Office has not yet identified the individual who was found. And lastly, the winner of the $754 million Powerball jackpot happened on February 5th in Washington State. Claimed her prize last week. That's right. Becky Bell is a longtime Boeing employee. She took the cash option and received $404 million. She plays $20 a week on the lottery and never won more than $20. She bumped up her retirement from Boeing, of course, to the end of March and will train her replacement.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. That's pretty nice. There you go. I like it. It's Pensacola right now, Bobby Rossi. It's Friday. Let's talk movies.
Now,
it's time for
a weekend movie.
Actually, I do want to say this real quick. Matt, a chat idea. You mentioned earlier the military gave tips to Hollywood years way past to make us accept the future detached robot world. Meta, Zuckhead, may be hoping to disenfranchise youth or even under 30. Is not connected with concepts like integrity, trust, moral compass, true love. Give the masses what they know. More disconnect. And ratified few control them all. Future version of Coliseum politics. With a huge mass money grab to boot. Yeah, absolutely. There's a lot there. There's a lot. All right, in the theaters, Creed 3 and Operation Fortune, Roost de Gear. This is, I'm looking actually more forward to Operation Fortune. Even though I like the Creed movies and the Rocky movies, this is the first Rocky series without Sylvester Stallone. Michael B. Jordan comes back as Adonis Creed. It's also his directorial debut. And Jonathan Majors joins in. He's, you know him from Kang from the new Quantumania movie. Well, he is Donnie's childhood friend, Damien, an ex-con who's bitter that Adonis got the life he should have had, but he was stuck serving a 20-year prison sentence that happened something in their past. So when Damien comes after his title, Adonis comes out of retirement to face his former friend in the ring. So there you go. But I'm looking forward to Operation Fortune. This is Guy Ritchie's latest film, and I've barely seen a Guy Ritchie movie that I don't like. And this one stars Jason Statham, who's playing a special agent, Orson Fortune. He must track down and stop the sale of deadly weapons technology wielded by billionaire arms broker. And he reluctantly teams up with some of the world's best operatives, but his team recruits a Hollywood movie star to help them save the world. Operation Fortune, that's in theaters today, too. Daisy Jones and the Six is a new 10-episode series on Amazon Prime. about the rise and fall of an L.A. band in the 1970s, fictional band. Then Chris Rock's new stand-up special comes out tomorrow on Netflix. This is the one that's getting a lot of buzz because he apparently or allegedly talks about the slap. So that comes out tomorrow on Netflix. Mandalorian Season 3 comes out on Disney Plus. I was like, I haven't seen it yet. I haven't seen the episode. No spoilers. But I had a couple people go, okay, no spoilers, Bobby. I heard you say no spoilers, but you got to see it. It's awesome. I'm like, yeah, I know it's going to be good. I'm really looking forward to it. It's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi on news. Oh, on DVD or digital download, you got Devotion, which I'm really wanting to see really bad. And Puss in Boots, The Last Wish. And actually, I had somebody, like an older individual, tell me Puss in Boots was actually a really good show. Like a good movie that adults won't mind. So there you go. It's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable. You guys have a great weekend. Talk to you again on Monday. Bye-bye.